Okay, let me tell you what the game plan is. And I wasn't sure what the game plan was going to look like until as we were talking and learning today, so kind of developed. So I want to spend, I want to go through, there are a couple of stages in the Gemara. So today I want to do what I call a main stage in understanding the Gemara. And the reason I am in I'm getting into this sugya in a real way is because the Rishonim are really grappling with some core issues, and as you grind, this is a grinding sugya, it's a grind. And as you grind through the Rishonim and you pick up the nuances, to me, that's a really exciting thing. So I'm going to try and, together with you, work through the process. And I just laid out a little map on the board over here, where, you know, if I ask you the topic of the sugya, what's the topic of our sugya? Basically is the authority, the control of the father to be Mekadesh, his daughter, who is in either the stage of Nara or the stage of Ktana. So there's a question that who is in charge of the Kiddushin, and then who is in charge of and who gets the money from that Kiddushin. And that's basically the topic of the sugya, and it synergizes and segues well with the sugya Daf Mem Gimel, where there you have a Machokes Amoraim Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Does the daughter have any say as a Nara? We know we have a pasuk in here that's going to be relevant as Biti Nasati Li'ish Hazeh. When you look at that pasuk shot in the pasuk, what is the pasuk shot in the pasuk we're speaking about? Who is the pasuk shot? It's talking about a Nara or Ktana. It's talking about a Nara. Rashi has to go through a little bit of a gyration to say it's not talking about a Nara, it's talking about a Ktana. So you have a pasuk, you have Svaras, you have Nedarim issues. We know the father has a degree of concern, of control, but how does it all shake out? So that's basically the topic of the sugya. Now, in the course of the Shach Levatai, the Gemara moves along, and the Gemara is going to get to the stage of the Gemara, which is what I'm going to focus on a lot today, is we know, we have a precedent that the father is in control of his daughter's Nedarim, and that if his daughter makes a Neder, he can be made for her Nedarim. That we have a precedent, it's a whole parsha in Matos Masa, you have the control of the father. So we know that. And once we know that, we also know Derek Agav, we know that the father also controls her Maisa Yadayim, and Rav Huna over here in the Gemara cites a pasuk that the father controls her Maisa Yadayim. So we want to, Gemara's going to want to suggest, well, maybe we can derive, well, once we see the father has control of our father's Nedarim, so maybe that same control is the control that will dictate his ability to be Mekadisher. And that's the Gemara's Havamina. Let's learn Al Kiddushin from Hafaras Nadar. And the Gemara says we can't do that. Why? Because Kiddushin has a categorization halachically of Mamona, and Hafaras Nadar is categorized as Isura, and Mamona me Isura lo Yafir. That's a Svara. That's a Svara. These are two different domains of Torah, and just because the father controls matters of a Ktana that pertain to Isser does not mean that he's entitled to matters that pertain to Mamon. These are two different areas, and that is the suggestion of the Gemara. And then from there, the Gemara goes on, okay, so maybe, though, we can learn out from Boshes and Pagam, because we also know that when it comes to a girl who's been Aines Mafated, she can... The father gets the money. So the father gets the money there, and maybe the father gets the money over here as well. And the Gemara doesn't like that so much. What does the Gemara say to that? Yeah, the father is Shayek Begavayu. He has some kind of personal interest. So it makes sense that he gets that money. And that doesn't necessarily apply to Kiddushin. And then the Gemara concludes with what I'm calling the Maskana Sasuk. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll do that. We're going to do it. We'll get there. Okay, so that's the lay of the land. Okay, I skipped one step. There's a Gemara that says, well, he gets Knas. Maybe if he gets Knas, he should get this also. That's also in there. But that's basically the lay of the land. Tomorrow, Beli Neder, we'll end the week with the end of the Sugya. We'll work on Maskanos HaSugya. But today I want to work primarily on the Hafaras Nedarim piece. And there is a Tosis. A Tosis is a parallel Sugya, an identical Sugya Masekas Ksuvis. And Tosis here in Ksuvis raises the following question. He says, I don't understand. Vimtoma Nelaf me hafaras nedarim de avia yachol akatsha de hainu isure me isura umemela shamina de kaspa de avia have kedama la el hasta via makaba kidusha e shakla kaspa. So the Rav Akiva Tosis asks the kasha, and he says, is this really true? Is it really true that kiddushin is mama? Is that a fair thing to say? Tosis rejects that assumption of the Gemara. And he says, in principle, Kiddushin is Isura. Because if I were to ask, what is the language of Kiddushin? Where does the language of Hekdesh come from? The Kiddushin comes from Hekdesh. What is Hekdesh? Aser akule alma ke Hekdesh. She is a chetza of Isser. She cannot marry anyone in the rest of the world. That is a matter of Isser. The fact is there money involved in Kiddushin? Yes, there is money. But would you say money is the primary piece of Kiddushin, or is this just an ancillary byproduct of the Kiddushin? It's a byproduct. So Mamela, why don't we say that Hafaras Adar into Kiddushin can be learned, because Kiddushin is also Isura. I, there's a money piece. That money piece, well, once we say the father is control of the Kiddushin itself, so then he gets the money as a secondary step, and that should work. After all, the Gemara says, whoever controls the Kiddushin controls the money, and that ought to work. That's the Kash of Tosis. Tosis makes a move over here, and Tosis says, okay, you're right, the Hapmin is correct. If you ask me at its core, is Kiddushin Mamon or is it Isura? The answer is it's Isura. But it's Isura with a piece of green. It's Isura with green. It's got some cash. It's Isura de Ispe Mamon. There is a secondary piece of Mamon, and Hafaras Adarim is pure Isur. Kiddushin is Isur Shiyesh B'Mamon, and we don't learn out from Isur to that which is, even if it has a sideshow of Mamon, it's still a sideshow of Mamon, and that we can't learn out. Could someone give me a Hesber? It's a simple Lumdisha move. What is the Havamina of Tosis? And what is the Maskana of Tosis? Like, what did Tosis think in the Kasha? And what does Tosis think in the Maskana? Eliyav?
So in the beginning, Tosis was thinking kind of the idea of the Kesef aspect of here, the father getting the Kesef, is something so divorced from
excellent.
The idea itself.
Excellent. Go ahead. But the Maskana?
And the Maskana was saying, okay, fine, sure. It's a very small idea, granted, but still, it's sort of the Islay Kesef. There is Kesef in it. I don't care how much.
Meaning what? Meaning what? You said that. I like the word divorce. I was going to use the word divorce. So what's the Maskana saying?
It's not entirely divorced.
The Kesef, albeit secondary, albeit ancillary, is still organic to Kiddushin. You understand what the words mean? You understand what I'm saying? It's not divorced. It's organic to the Ma'isa Kiddushin. You cannot say it's totally separate and distinct from the Ma'isa Kiddushin. It's organic, and as a result, it must be a factor. And therefore, as far as the Dar, which is pure Isser, whereas Kiddushin has Isser with an element of Kesef, you can't learn out one from the other. Ad kan divrei Tosis. Comes on Rav Akiva Eiger. And Rav Akiva Eiger says a simple kasha. Well, this is all good. This teretz of Tosis is all good when you're talking about King and Kesef. If you talk about Kiddushin Kesef, there's an ancillary element of what? Of money. But what about Bia, and what about Star? Bia and Star is pure Isser. Bia is pure Isser. Star is pure Isser. There is no ancillary Kesef, and therefore Hadra Kushila Duchta. And now once you establish that Kiddushin is Isser, when it comes to Star and Bia, so can you learn out from the Darim?
Yeah.
You can learn out from the Darim. And now once you learn out from the Darim that the father is in control of Kiddushei Star and Kiddushei Bia, then you can learn out Kesef from Star and Bia. Yeah. And you're back to square one, the Kasha stands. How does Rav Akiva Eiger answer this Kasha?
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't. So, my question is, nice kasha, Kivager. What's Tosis going to say to that kasha? What is Tosis going to answer this kasha? How does Tosis get out of the bond? Comes along Naftali Waxman from Milwaukee. Hey, look at Milwaukee. the beer drinking capital of the world. Yes, go ahead.
Shar's considered casting too, it has its value, and also by via the husband pays the
college. So comes along Naftali, says good, and he says, wait a second. Kesef, Bia, and Shtar also have an ancillary financial component. As we learned, Tysus quoted the Yerushalmi, and that the husband, the father, can do what?
He can
get money for the Bia. And who gets the Shtar? The Shtar has paper value, can use as a bottle cap, the Meiri. So that is also Isura de Yeshpo Mama. So I'm asking a question. Good answer. Naftali, good answer. Do you think Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew that Yerushalmi? I'm positive he knew Yerushalmi. I'm 100% positive he knew Yerushalmi. I'm positive. And I can't say I'm positive he had the Meiri. But as long as he had the Yerushalmi, that's good enough. And past just the Svara of the Meiri is a simple Svara too. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not satisfied with that mahalach?
The money's too far removed.
What word did I use before that I liked?
Organic.
Is kesef kidushin is an organic part of the maisa kidushin? What is the bia and the kesef that he can get from the bia? Is that organic?
No.
That's not organic. Is the paper of the star that it can use as a bottle cap, is that organic to the Maisa Kiddushei star?
No,
because what's the chepsa of the star?
Is
what's
paper?
It's the osios. That's the chepsa of the star. So the paper is not organic, so says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger to Naftali Waxman, nice try. But I'm not satisfied. So we left with the kasha and tesis. Left with the kasha and tesis. What will Tosis answer to this question? Tosis also knew how to learn. So how does Tosis respond? What about kesef and shtar? What about bia and shtar? Now, I'm going to give you a hint. Not my pshat. I saw this late last night in the Stifler, Kilos Yaakov. And then I also saw it in a sefer called Chidushei Rab Shlomo Hyman. It said the same thing. From Torah V'das. So they say, they argue, Tosfos was saying something totally different. Totally different than what Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood Tosfos to be saying. So if you're going to give me a pshat, don't give it to me like within the worldview of Tosfos, of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Tosfos had a totally, he was saying something totally different.
Once money is tied to Kedushin in one spot, in one area, that shows that there is a moment aspect to it. So even when there's that moment.
So you're saying within Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You're saying like, he's a totally different mahalach. Like, I'm looking for something totally different. Like a new idea. Like we just got brainwashed by Rick Vager. Rick Vager says Kesef is Mamona. Star and Bia is not Mamona. Is that what Tosis is saying?
Oh, the Hana is
Tosis is saying V'yesh Shlomar di Isura di Isbe Mamona. Me isura de lesbe mamona lo yalfina. And then Rabbi Akiva Eiger brainwashed us and said, well, he's obviously talking about kesef kiddush.
As opposed to
kiddush.
What would that make a difference?
So it says like this. Kiddushin is what is kiddushin? What? It's a kinyan, which means there is part of the, I'll use, you know, very gross language, but it is an acquisition event, which means if it's an acquisition event, the very institution of Kiddushin, not Kiddushin Kesef, but Kiddushin qua Kiddushin, is acquisitory. I think I made up that word. And acquisitory means yesh bo mamon. It is mamoni. And since it is mamoni, you can't learn from Hafaras Nedarim. You can't learn from Hafaras Nedarim because Kiddushin is mamon. It's mamoni. You are transferring the Isha from the Rishus Ha'av into the Rishus Haba. That's mamoni. I don't care if you're doing it via Kesef Shtar Bia. It's mamoni. And mamela, you can't learn out from Hafaras Nedarim.
Kenyan
is mamoni. It's transactional. It's transactional.
So Rekiva thought it was actual money.
He was talking about Kesef, and Shtar Bia is not. No, the whole institution of Kiddushin is acquisitory. Is mamoni. Okay. Weiter in Shas. Weiter in Shas. Excuse me. Hello. I'm aware. I know when I'm making up words. I see your hand very well. I'm purposely not recognizing the hand. Okay. Weiter in Shas. Now, Rabosa, according to Tosis, according to the approach of Tosis, when I get to this stage of the Gemara, have I learned anything from Hafaras Nedarim?
No.
The answer is no. So I'm at square one. I still need to know how the father has this rights in Kiddushin Mamon. I got nothing over here. Okay. Now we move on to a totally different approach. Okay? And that's the approach of the Tos HaRosh. And then we'll see the Talmid HaRashba, which is what I will say is a knetch, is a twist. Tosis HaRosh with a twist. Okay, are you ready? So to do the Tosis HaRosh, the best way to do it is to look inside. So let's take a look at the Tosis HaRosh inside. And the Tosis HaRosh writes as follows. V'chi tema nelof minah. Perish Nelof Kiddushin Mehafaras Nedar. I don't want to get involved. He has a sentence or two about Amma. I don't want to get involved in that right now. And then the Gemara answers, Mamonami Surah Loyafina. So he says, skipping four through two lines down, Miu Kashali. I have a Kasha. Why not? Nelof Mehafaras Nedarim, Deabir Yachala Kacha, Dehave Isura Me Isura. The cave of Davia Yachala Katsa, Armina Hasavia Makaba Kiddushah, the E, Tish Chakla Kaspa. So basically, he's asking who's Kasha? Tosis Kasha. Same exact Kasha as Tosis in Ksuvis. So what did Tosis in Ksuvis answer? Is that the Mammon is organic to the Kiddush. What's the Tos HaRosh saying? There's Kiddushin. He'll learn that. That's pure Isser. So the father does the Kiddushin. And therefore, what do we want to do over here? We want to say, the father does the Kiddushin from Hafaras Nedarim. And now, step two, the money attaches to he who did the Kiddushin. That's the Havamim. Says the Tosis HaRosh, the Havamina is correct. It's true. It's facts. It's emes. And Hilkach, nireli, de pshita leila tamuda, de esbiti nasati leish hazeh airi benara. Klomar, Ashav Kidashtia, Kishinara Veloka de Piris Rashi La'el, shehiktan. So we have a pasuk. Esbiti nasati lishazeh. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. The Gemara got blocked over here. Hafaras Adarim, you can't learn out. Isurim Mamoni, you can't learn out. It got blocked over here. That blockage is forcing the Tosfos HaRosh to do the following. When the pasuk says, "Speak nasal ishazeh," that teaches me, that pasuk teaches me that who controls the ishus of the nara? The father controls the ishus of the nara. He points out, not like Rashi. How did Rashi learn this pasuk? Ketana. Now, who's got the simple pshat? Rashi or the Tosfos HaRosh? The Tosfos HaRosh, because what's the pasuk talking about? It's talking about Nara. It's talking about Motzi Shema. So Tosfos HaRosh is giving me the real pshat, the easy pshat. Okay, Nara. Espit l'atzat l'ishazeh is talking about Nara. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so what about Ketana? What about Ketana? Kal v'chomer. If the pasuk teaches me that the father controls Nara, then certainly the father controls Ketana. And the cash always follows the what?
The control.
Correct. Can the Pirei Shlo'el, Valki Park Le'el, V'eim Ahanim El Ketana, Klomer B'Ketana, Shagla Me'emar, Kal v'chomer. Ha'as Avim Ha'kal v'kidu She'a, V'i Yishok La'kaspa, Aval Nara, Te'is La'yad, I'o. So basically, at this stage of the game, at this stage of the Gemara, we know everything. What do I mean we know everything? Who does the Kiddushin on behalf of Nara?
Father.
Who gets the money?
Father.
Based on what? Esbitin Asadi. And when it comes to the concomitant case of Ketana, what's the halacha? Kal v'chomer father. So that's it. Game over. Sukya over. I turned to cold. Sukya over. What's left? So why all this Gemara? What's left? So says the Tosfos HaRosh. You know what's left? One thing's left. Let's say the Nara's mekabel her kiddush. I know if the father is, game over. Let's say the Nara is mekabel her kiddush. Can she? Can a Nara accept her kiddush? Answer that question, please.
Yes. Yes.
Don't say yes. Incorrect.
Isn't it
a machlokes? In the Gemara, between Shteya Dayan Zavtzkachas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that a Nara cannot. Kemachlekes begitin, lo machlokes bekidushin, only the father. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, sik is over. Sik is over. End it here. Stop. Go home. Leave. Lunch. We're done. However, there's a right Reish Lakish. The rest of the Gemara is Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, who can also marry someone off? She can marry herself off. So what's the only question? And do we know she can? Yes, she can. She's a kadosh. She's a gedolah. She's got a yad. She can. What is the only question left? It's a money question. So now she can. She's a gedolah. But who gets the money? It's a pure money question. It's pure money. So now the Gemara says, give it to the dad from Hafaras Nedarim. No, said you can't. Because Isura Mimamona Mina Surah Yafina. We can't learn out pure money from Isser. So the sugya has to go on. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh understood Pshat in the Gemara. It's Gavalik. It's brilliant. Because, and it all starts from this Kashav Taisus and Ksuvus. Because, like, what is that line talking about? And fundamentally, Kiddusha may be Isser. But that's not, so we have to get it into a pure money question, because Kiddusha is Isser. You perhaps could have learned from the Dari. So we reduce the Shaila to a pure money Shaila. What's that? Nara. And the whole sugi then is Aliba, the Reish Lakish, and it's only a question of money. Let me show you that inside. And he says as follows. He says, Abonara, de Isla Yar, Ihi Tadish Navsha, the E Tishko Kaspa, Klomashima Kadesh Atma Yem Avanchalo, Fahashta Nicha, the low boy Lamelaf, Ella Mimona. It's only a money question. The Alpha God, the Kamel and Krav Yechanan, the Amala Kamon, the Per Bez the Nara of Via Mekabo Kidusha, Velohi, Talmuda Mihader, Le Perusha, Libid Reish Lakish. This sugya from here on is going according to Reish Lakish. Amazing. Wow. So good. So good. Just Pshat Gemara. This is Pshat Gemara. So good. Okay. I wish I could check what time it is, but I can't. Okay, it's okay. Tamida Harashba. Now, Tamida Harashba is fundamentally like the Tosa Rosh. But again, with a twist, with a knesh. So let's take a look at Tamida Harashba. So it's in the Dibur Hamasl, the Nilef. Venilaf mi boshes upega. De kaimalon, de have le avia. Now just let me. No fire. Okay. Rabosa, just walk me through boshes begam for a second. What's his business of Boshes Begam?
What is this?
So the Gemara says, oh, the father is entitled to Boshes. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to ask you a question right now, which is going to be like a cool question. We're not going to answer it now, but I want to just put it out there, something to think about. So says Rashi, V'neilaf mi Boshes upegam de'avua shayach. So my answer is, you can't learn from Boshes Begam, the Avua Shayach Begavai. So what is Boshes Begam? What's his business of Boshes Begam? So we have in Ksuvis that if a person, a man rapes a woman, Hama'anes, no saint Boshes Upegam La'av. So she is injured, she is suffering, she's embarrassed. There's payment to be made. It goes to the father. Now is this Knas or Mamon? It's mama. It's real suffering. It's not an extra payment. It's real suffering. So the Nal Gemara says no, because avua shayach begavai. I'm planting a seed for tomorrow. Knas is a set amount, right? Okay. So says Rashi, the avua shayach begavayu sheyesh lo din chelek bahen. Why? Sheyesh biyado levaisa ulapogma. Because if the father wanted to, Rachman al Islam, to put her in a situation of busa and pagam, he could do so. Bishvil mamon, sheyitnulo. For example, let's say you have the elephant man who wants, is looking for a shidduch. And Tati is looking for some, needs 65 million. For 2,000 apartments. He needs some investors. So, I'll make a deal. I'll cut a deal with you. I'll marry off my daughter to you, but it's going to cost you $4 million. Towards the, I need some investors. I got to get to 20, and then I'll finance the rest. So, and now she's going to marry this guy, who's a shtickle not so appealing, and that's a busha and a pagam to her. Does he have the authority to do so?
Yeah.
Yes. So says Rashi, because he's a mukashchin. He's a mukashchin. He's full of boils.
It's a busha.
It's a busha, and it's a pagam.
It's to her, the father.
No, so Rashi's saying it's to her, but the father could do that to her. And therefore, he's got a control over the bush and the pekah. So therefore, he gets. Now, I want to just ask a question. I'm not answering this question. I want you to hear the question. So what are we saying? Why does the father have the rights in Boshes Megam?
Because he can put her in
the team. Because he can what? How?
By marrying her off.
Whoa, wait. Time out. Time out. What are we trying to prove over here? That he can marry her off. How are we proving that he can marry her off? Because he's what?
He gets
the Boshes and the Megam. How does he get the Boshes and the Megam? Because he can marry her off. The Gemara is going in a circle. Wow. That's a kasha. Not my kasha. That's Tosis's kasha and Rashi. Okay? So tomorrow we'll look at that. We'll look at that. Okay? But let's finish up today's shir. And then do you think I'm looking for answers to that question right now? Do you think I'm looking for an answer to that question right now? You've been in this shir long enough. You know how we roll over here. Okay. Now.
Yes.
So look at the Tosis. Look at look at the Talmid HaRashba.
Yeah.
I'm skipping the Boshes and Megam piece over here. Go to the Ika LeMeidak. The Ika LeMeidak. It's about 5-6 lines in. The ikala meidak de akati lo kamalon de avia matzilakatsha kishinara. At this stage in the sugya, we got to Boshes Megam. Bottom line is, do we know that he can marry her off? We don't know that he can marry her off. We don't know yet. How do we know he can marry her off? What? So he says, the yesh lomar de lo kamalon uminadarim de gamrina. Ah. We can learn out that he can marry her off from the darim. Why? Hey, kedul yin the darim ukmarachmana birshusa da'av afilu kusinara leinyan kiddush and nami ukmarachmana birshusa da'av the isura me isura gamrinan ava memona hu delo yadin lahavi av umishum ah. So says the Tamina Rashba. You know what? We learn out that the father can be Mekadesh's daughter who's a Nara from the Darim.
Yes.
You can. Because Kiddushin is Isura Me'isura. Isura Me'isura Yalfima. However, so that's what we're up to right here. That's what we got up to right here. Now the Gemara says, Boshes and?
Pegam.
Are we trying to figure out
no.
that he can get can marry her from Boshes Megam?
No.
No, we're not figuring out marriage from Boshes Megam. We know marriage from Kiddushin. So we're trying to figure out just one question. The cash. Now again, I'll just tell you that the way that Talmid HaRashba learned Boshes Megam is not like Rashi learns that. It's not that he has to marry her, but when your daughter gets like raped, does that hurt you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just Boshes Megam to her. It's your Boshes Megam. Her pain is your pain. Her suffering is your suffering. So Shayach Begavayu. It's Shayach to you. So now he gets the Boshes Megam. That's a money issue. And that now should tell us who gets the money of the Kiddushin. The father. So now watch this. But what the Gemara said by Nedarim, Mamona me isura lo yafina. Mikamakum the kevin shana skipping. The imtom. The kevin shkem both begam havi shalo. Hakanami name the kes kedush ye shalo. Vimtoma. Now look at the question. Last piece. Vimtoma kevin dimini darin. Yalfina de avua matzila katsha. So now he's asking the question, Rabosa. So how did he learn the sugya? He learned the sugya. Where are we learning kedushin from? Nedarim. Where are we learning money from? Boshes and Begam. But wait a second. Our rule always has been that the money follows the control. The money follows the control, follows the Kiddushin. So why am I trying to figure out that he gets the money from what? From Boshes and Begam. I should be able to know that once he says he does the Kiddushin, he can get the
money.
So says that's the kasha that he's asking at the end. Vim toima. Kevan demi darim yalfinan de'avia motzi lekadsha memela yaldin de kiddushin shalom. After all, hashtavia makal kiddusha v'yitzchol kaspa. The rule is the money follows the
control.
The control. So he says, no. When do we say the money follows the control? When do we say the money follows the control? If your source is Esbiti Nasati Leish Hazeh, what does that pasuk give the father?
The control.
That gives him control. Esbiti Nasati Leish Hazeh, which according to the Talmid Rashi, like Rashi, is talking about a katana. So does the money follow the kiddushin? For sure. But over here by Nedarim, how we say the father's in control of the kiddushin? Is it a direct or it's kind of via nedarim? It's via nedarim. So via nedarim, what can we learn? We can learn iser from iser. But is that really saying that the father is like okay, he can do the kiddushin? We learn that from nedarim. So says the Ratanu Rashba, Hani Mili Heched Behedya Zachil Rachmana Bebito Lekabel Kiddusheha. Is there any pasuk that says by a nara that the father is in control? All it says is nedarim. He can do her nedarim, so he can do her kiddushin. Be kiddushin. One second. Nedarim. So nedarim teaches us he can do kiddushin, but it's only isura me isura. So what's still left hanging?
Mammon.
And the rest of the sugya is talking about the mammon in a case of the father who's being mekadesh the nara. And you can bifurcate the mammon from the kiddush. In other words, according to, so we have four shitas in the sugya. Rashi shita, which I'm not going to go over. Tosa shita, which basically is learning that if this is, as we always understood, we're learning how kiddushin, the whole package, money and the kiddushin, we're trying to learn from our farz and darim, and the Gemara has this back and forth with Kili Eger regarding the relationship between the mammon and the kiddushin, and we suggested that Tosa might be saying, no, the whole thing is transactional, is acquisitory. Now you have the Tosa Rosh. The Tosa Rosh says, no, the whole sugi really ends over here, Alibi de Hilchasa, and the rest of the Gemara is talking about money, but not Rav Yochanan Dick, not who's in control of the Kiddushin. That's all the father. And we're just learning, according to Reish Lakish, who says the Nara can be Mekadosh herself, who gets the money? We're isolating the money from the Maisa Kiddushin. And then you have the Tamir Rashba. And the Tamir Rashba is learning the sugi even according to Rav Yochanan. Because the Shaila is on the money exclusively. But not the money if she's Mekadesh herself, but rather the money if the father is Mekadesh, we're still not sure that he gets the money. We said the money always follows the Kiddushin. Bamed varamon, the money always follows the Kiddushin. If your source is the Pasuk, as speaking as Adi Shazet. But once your source is an ancillary side source of Nedarim, so then the money is still in play. The money is still at question. And that's the balance of the Shach Mishai, the Gemara, of how far is the Dharma and Vayter. Tomorrow we have two things left over. Number one, what's the end? What's the conclusion? How does this all play out? What's the Maskan Sa Gemara? And a little bit about Boshe Pagam. Ad Khan. Okay.